Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino with some coffee and our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on a Monday morning. It's cold outside, but it heated up last night at the Oscars.
Yeah, what about them Oscars? Who won anyway? I was asleep.
Me too. But landmark Oscar win for 12 Years a Slave, which garnered Best Picture. I don't know if you saw it, Alan, but we are fascinated with Hollywood, aren't we?
Yes, we are. America has a movie culture, and this is a big celebration, and it's good for the industry, obviously. And, you know, there's a political side to this also. I have to tell you, I've watched for years as very sensitive political subjects. Just, it's not that these aren't great films. They are. But, you know, you have a little advantage in Hollywood when there's a progressive sort of theme to these things. So when you get 12 Years a Slave, it is something that I thought was very possible to happen, because I think Hollywood as a group says, you know, it wasn't so long ago that in this country this kind of thing was going on. So instead of something more banal, they give the nod to this.
Of course, on Friday, greeted to the announcement by the president of the moves going on in Ukraine between the Ukrainian government and the Russians. Now, Putin has continued, and President Obama is now rallying the allies in an effort to isolate Russia. What do you make of what's going on there? You've talked about the potential for this with Putin all along.
I have. I sort of knew one single line kept running through my brain, which was once a KGB colonel, always a KGB colonel. It's just a matter of a sense of power. Mario Cuomo used to say to me all the time, anybody can think, if you do this, then I'll do this, he said, but the bright ones think six moves ahead. And that's what's happened here. It didn't take a genius to figure out that Putin has a number of needs. Number one is this sort of thing that Russia has always had, which is the strong leader. I need a strong leader. You know, they fool with democracy, but they don't really do it. And you get a guy who says, if I can get away with it, I'm going to do it. And it was quite clear to me that the Crimea was, if you take a look at the map, such a separate sort of big place, but easily separated from the rest of Ukraine. And remember that Khrushchev gave Ukraine, which was where he was born, away. And Putin is basically saying, I'm taking it back. In the meantime, in the United States, we're talking about lowering the defense budget. Very interesting. Because all of a sudden, you know, you're going to see the hawks come out and say, this is why we have to be strong, because now we have the classic enemy, which we've been missing for a while. So, you know, this is going to take a lot of thinking by a lot of people. But you know what? There are people who are smarter than me who should have seen this coming. I know I did.
Our political observer, Alan Shar, joining us.